Yeah, masturbation.
I
Yeah.
was going to say that, but I thought better not.
Ah, I'll
Something
say it for
inside
you,
you.
masturbation. So when I said that, what comes up for you? Do you think, oh yeah, can't wait to get home and masturbate? Oh my God, did she just say that word? Because did you know, the religious ones, this is what you grow up with. Did you know that every time you masturbate, God kills a kitten? And then you go blind. So the interesting thing about masturbation is why it became interesting when I looked at the research is it's obviously has all the connotations that go with it, and obviously, you can't have a kid there who's just going around touching themselves all the time, and it needs to be understood that it's in a place of privacy and so on. But it seems to be very natural, very normal. And for instance, they've seen that in utero, a baby, 17 weeks in the tummy is already touching themselves. Clearly not consciously, but indicating how normal and natural it is. And then of course you grow up and you still happily touching yourself as a child, and you get all these, stop touching yourself, stop, not the hand, don't do that. And so you're starting to learn, oh crumbs, that's not okay what I'm doing. And so it brings a lot of shame with it. And yet my sort of view really is that if you're masturbating and you're comfortable with yourself, then you know what you like and what you don't like. You know what feels good and what doesn't feel good. And it means you're comfortable with who and what you are. And then that can translate then when you're in the bedroom with your partner, because if you don't know how you're working, what goes on, and so on, and how you feel, and what makes you feel good, and what doesn't make you feel good. Well, how's your partner gonna know? And so it sort of feels, part of that it's okay. Very interestingly, in 1994, there was the US Secretary General, and her name, what was her name now? I've forgotten.
Madeleine Albright. Is that
No,
maybe
it
before?
wasn't
Oh,
her.
before.
So
Okay.
she was.
Condoleezza Rice? No. I'll leave
She
it alone
was.
then.
I was. Had written it down. Yeah, I can't remember. She was the health secretary or something like
Oh, okay.
that. Anyway, and in Clinton's time, and she was at World AIDS Day, and so they're obviously talking about AIDS, and they asked her, and they said they asked her to recommend less risky sexual behaviors. And so they asked her, so what are the prospects of a more explicit discussion and promotion of masturbation? And she replied, saying, I think it's part of human sexuality, and it's part of something that perhaps should be taught, but we've not even taught our children the basics. She got fired. Clinton dismissed her because obviously the way she said it translated as we haven't taught our children the basics, we need to be teaching them how to have sex. And of course, that's not appropriate, so come on, let's have a sex lesson on what to do. But really, the point she was making is for the basics of sex that, yeah, masturbation is okay and touching yourself is okay so long as it's done appropriately. So, yeah. So when they're faltered with it, then they start to see it as something they shouldn't be doing. And so if you can't touch yourself or feel comfortable with yourself, well, oh, how are you going to feel comfortable with some other person touching you? So it leads into all sorts of things. So sex therapists just see it as a normal part of human sexual development. It is used in sex therapy to help men and women with sexual problems and to masturbate in front of each other or to masturbate each other. And as I say, I think that's just my opinion, but I think it does play a part in your sexual evolution. If you get to know yourself, then someone else you know, can get to know you as well. And it's interesting, I'll show you some pictures of books for kids and things like that. But quite commonly, for instance, in girls' books, you know, about puberty and growing up and relationship and your body and what's happening, they will often recommend a mirror. Take a mirror and have a look. If you're a bloke, you can sort of see your bits. But as a girl, you can't see underneath there unless you have a mirror. And they encourage you, as a female, have a look. What's there? When you're looking at the bits, how does it feel? Where is everything? And of course, the thought of it, like, oh, initially, wow, gosh, it's a bit, but yeah, you can imagine telling your 10-year-old, here's a mirror, darling. You see, it's a tough one, isn't it? Yeah. But that thought of how can you, you want to know yourself, but you don't know bits of yourself. And why don't we? What's wrong with it? So just that whole thing around shame. I want to do this last little bit before we have a break. Just before I say that, just with shame and how we feel things about masturbation, also think about what are your views, for instance, with around menstruation, around wet dreams, about weeing and pooing. Okay, these are all things that we do and we can't help doing them, and our bodies need to do them to be healthy. But why do we grow up ashamed around these things? And so I just leave you with that thought.